And let me introduce you to someone else you'd be very interested to hear. It's because Manchester United are actually playing this week. They're taking on Liverpool in Stockholm tomorrow. But Louis van Gaal won't be pissing his wits against Liverpool boss Brendan Rodgers, because it's the United class of old. I noticed Lou pretending to limp when he came in the studio today. So
couldn't get a game in. Ball me out.
So the two are taking each other on a Legends game, with Bobby Robson managing the Reds. It won't be Bobby Robson, it'll be Brian Robson managing the Reds, where the proceeds go to the Manchester United Foundation. Former Reds winger Jesper Blomqvist is in the Legends team tomorrow and joins us now. Jesper, so how will it feel to pull on the red shirt again?
Yeah, it will be really nice, and especially for me in my hometown here in Stockholm, it will be great.
Lou Macari's not very happy. He's not on the team sheet.
Actually, I'm gonna make him even more sad, because we are missing a player or two. So if he hasn't had a call up now, he will never get it.
Oh yes, bro. That's shocking.
I've got a United shirt on, yes, but I'm just a fan.
We can still fly you over. You know, we need you.
I'll be no use to you, Jesper.
Oh, you will be. You will.
Well, I saw him arriving at the BBC. He was limping on his right foot, and by the time he got to the studio, he was limping on his left foot.
Oh, yeah.
So it's all a cod. Okay. But listen, United against Liverpool in your hometown, that's an amazing thing to be happening, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, really. And it's been quite a talking point here for the last couple of days. And it's really interesting, especially when it's Liverpool, since they are also one of the biggest English teams here in Sweden, who people, strangely enough, supported before United had their big era. So Liverpool is also a big team here in Sweden, so it will be hopefully a good crowd as well.
We were talking earlier, Jesper, about strikers at Old Trafford, and so I can't let you go without asking you what your favourite goal was when you played here.
Oh, if you're talking about my own goal?
Yes, your own goal, yeah.
It's very easy. I only did one, scored once, so that's very easy. It was Everton away, and it wasn't that beautiful either, but I'll pick that one if I have to.
And very quickly, what about the striker situation at United currently? What do you think Van Gaal should have done in this transfer window?
Yeah, I mean, it's really... I'm quite surprised, as I guess everybody else is, how it ended. I really don't know what kind of strategy they had, but they're... You know, I didn't hear your talk before, but I mean, there is missing one, and to sell Robin Van Persie, for me, he's a really, you know, proven striker who will get you a lot of goals, and get somebody who is probably good, but you know, it will take a time. It's always difficult to settle in the Premier League. You know, it will take time for him. So yeah, it's for me, it was very strange, and also everything in the last minute. I don't know why they kept waiting with everything until the last minute. Maybe you have more input than me there.
Well, we've got lots of insight here. Yeah, we've got lots of opinion anyway. Listen, United versus Liverpool in your hometown, and it's all for the Manchester United Foundation, which is an amazing charity. Thank you for joining us briefly, Jesper. Yeah. Appreciate that.
Yes, thank you very much. All right.